Now, after weeks of public indiscipline, cabinet ministers offering to the world their own rather than the government's reflections on policy, an announcement from Downing Street this afternoon. The Prime Minister has appointed Robbie Gibb, who had been the head of the BBC's Westminster operation, to be her Director of Communications. Can he calm the turbulence? Can he push back Theresa May's sell-by date? Our political correspondent Chris Mason reflects now on the Conservatives' leadership and the future.
The first time I ever worked on The World Tonight, the first thing I noticed was a piece of A4 paper stuck to the newsroom wall, burdened with a weighty quote. As an emigre from Radio 5 Live, I was rather more used to seeing the Fantasy Football League pinned to a pillar than the musings of an economist. The only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable, it said. The quote was attributed to John Kenneth Galbraith, although I see that some online suggest the phrase originally tumbled from the lips of fellow economist Ezra Solomon. Anyway, I've had cause to reflect on that quote and offer it contemporary, humble refurbishment. For it seems to me that the last few weeks... Oh no, the last few months. Oh, actually, the last few years have served only to prove that the only function of political journalists is to make economic forecasting and astrology look respectable. And yet, dear listener, I find myself talking to you on that never more tricksy issue of what might happen next. So let me invite you to sit next to me on an early shift I was on the other day. Daft o'clock in the morning, the detritus of a snatched takeaway splurged all over my desk, and a cheery minister bounds into the newsroom, the morning round of interviews beckoning. Sky News one minute, the Today programme the next. A banquet of broadcasting before breakfast. Everything's under control, the minister yelps theatrically in my direction, wearing a smile as broad as it is knowing. Those three words, garnished with a side salad of sarcasm, sufficient to turn my sleep-deprived frown upside down. Three words that do the job of plenty more spent elsewhere to articulate Westminster today. For in a postcode where it was once de rigueur to witter with abandon and conviction about what tomorrow might bring, now a chuckle and shrug of the shoulders will often suffice. It brings with it honesty, if not insight. Politics, that cocktail of people, policy and power, has had another shake, ingredients tinkered with too. For Downing Street, power spilt, and so people and policy less grippy, more slippy. Ideas fluid, and ministers freelancing big time. So, for the last week, the discussion on the public sector pay cap, should it stay or should it go, conducted as if the cabinet table itself had been hoiked out of Downing Street, plonked in the middle of Whitehall, and passers-by could listen in to ministerial musings. For we all could. Ditto the public skirmishing over Brexit, cabinet ministers undermining each other, and so the Prime Minister too, arguably the sort of thing not seen since the major years, at least. Little wonder, then, the flood of speculation. Mrs. May will be gone by the summer recess. Mrs. May will be gone by conference. Mrs. May will see Brexit through. Hypotheses offered, but without conviction. A headline talks up spreadsheet Phil, the Chancellor Mr. Hammond, as a successor. Another, Mr. Brexit, David Davis. But will the party skip a generation? Perhaps Mrs. May will put a date on her departure. What about Boris, comes the inevitable mutter seconds later. And yet he told the Today programme this morning Theresa May had shown unbelievable grace and steel, leadership talk was nonsense, and people wanted stability and calm. Enter, just today as well, my now former boss, Robbie Gibb, swapping running the BBC's Westminster newsroom to become the Director of Communications in Downing Street. And yet, meanwhile, Tory activists reserve their greatest enamour for someone who isn't even an MP. A survey for the Conservative Home website suggests more amore for Ruth Davidson, their leader in Scotland, than any of their big noises at Westminster. The site's editor, Paul Goodman, also notes that what he calls the white-hot anger with Theresa May for a bodged election campaign has cooled. Down to just 1,000 degrees, then. The thinking for many now goes like this. Changing leader makes another general election more likely, and the Conservatives could lose. And so with that, the whispers on and the headlines about an imminent leadership contest have ebbed for now. But hey, listen to me indulging in this week's assumptions. Remember, it's been a rough few years for our old friend, conventional wisdom. And so forget much of the speculation you hear.
Chris Mason.